It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People's State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Red Hill High School Gymnasium, the site this afternoon of Lawrenceville Indian basketball. As the Lawrenceville Indians take on the Salem Wildcats in the fifth place game of the 2019 Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce Basketball Capital Classic. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, greeting you from Bridgeport as the Indians look to get win number two on the year. They'll take on an old NEC foe, the Salem Wildcats, in this contest. Both teams finished 1-2 in their respective sites. The Indians at Lawrenceville lost to Marshall and to Mount Carmel, beat Edwards County. Well, over here at the Red Hill site, the Wildcats beat Red Hill, but then lost two consecutive games, lost to Fairfield, 44-38, then lost to Alney, 44-31. So, Bill, the Indians catch the Wildcats on a little down note here, but I'm sure the Cats will be ready for the Indians here this afternoon.
Well, we know how good a coach Andy Fehrenbacher is and what a good guy he is. And, you know, again, the Wildcats look to have a size edge on the Indians. And I guess this game's important, though, Steve. It's a lot better to come out of this tournament with a 2-2 record than it is to be 1-3 heading into the regular season. So on paper, it shapes up. It should be a pretty good battle. Interesting to see. The Indians are going to go with their same lineup. Don't know much about the Wildcats. We haven't seen them yet. But, again, they do seem to have a couple of bigger players that might likely give the Indians trouble.
Yeah, that seems to be the mantra here for the Indians. Teams that give them trouble with size inside. Looks like the Wildcats have 6'5 Luke Light in the lineup. They also have 6'4 Trent Bowles. So there'll be concerns inside for the Indians. Indians going to have to get better play out of some key people. Skylar Toole and others have been blowing the bugle here, but the Indians need to have more balance if they're going to be successful this season.
Yeah, Blaine Winningham has played with a lot of inconsistency in these first couple games. He had a great game last night. I think he had 18 points to lead the team, but then sometimes he doesn't contribute a lot. Of course, that's when they're playing a bigger team. And the same goes for Jordan Jones. He had a big game last night and hasn't done a lot in the other two games. And he's the guy the Indians are kind of counting on to put the ball in the basket, too. So it's time for them guys to pick it up, get the 2-2 as we head into the regular season.
That's been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in 30 seconds. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Starting lineups for the Lawrenceville Indians of Randy Bishop. Skylar Toole will start. He's a 5'9", 162-pound senior with number 4 on his back. Logan Williams also in the starting lineup. He's a 6-foot, 140-pound senior, number 11. Jordan Jones in the starting lineup for the Tribe. He's a 6'1", 180-pound senior, number 32. Lane Winningham, the 6'3", 185-pound senior, number 33, also in the starting lineup. And Braden Sherman, the 5'11", 208-pound junior, number 44, will start for the Indians. So it's Toole, Williams, Jones, Blaine Winningham, and Braden Sherman. For the Indians, they'll be the visitors on the scoreboard here this afternoon. Meanwhile, for the Salem Wildcats of Andy Fehrenbacher, they'll start number 4, Leighton Weyer. He's a 5'11 senior. Also, number 14, Haddon Leibarger. He is a 6'1 junior. Number 20, we mentioned him in the pregame, Luke Light, 6'5 sophomore. Number 20 in the starting lineup, Cade Alberson. Number 33, a 6'2 senior. And Trent Bowles, a 6'4 junior. So for the Wildcats, it's Weyer, Leibarger, Light, Alberson, and Bowles.
Good to get us started a few minutes early this afternoon, Steve.
Nothing wrong with that.
Tip-off set for 5. We're going to tip off a minute or two before, which is just fine.
Indians in the red traveling uniforms with the white numerals and the white lettering and the white trim. Salem in the home white uniforms with the green numerals and the green and orange trim.
Referees tonight, Derek Moore, Brian Danks, Ron Bradford.
And we are just about ready to go. Again, the fifth place game. Congratulations, by the way, to the Red Hill Salukis. They won the seventh place game, 49-34. We'll talk more about that as we go along here. Tap control by the Wildcats. And they go on the attack. Ball stripped away inside by Jordan Jones. And a quick turnover, and the Indians go on the attack. There's a shot from the outside. No good by Toole from the right side. And the rebound is brought down by Leibarger of Salem. Long three-pointer from the left side, up and in by Bowles. Trent Bowles, the 6'4 junior, with a three ball. And it's 3-0 in favor of the Cats. Man-to-man by Salem at the outset. And a reach-in foul on Leibarger guarding Toole, and he's made his way up floor. We're at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. This venerable old gym's been around a long time, one of the great places to watch a game. Here's Williams in the corner. A three ball is good. Logan Williams with the three. And we're tied at 3 with 7:15 to go here in the opening quarter. Pass in the left corner to Alberson. Now cross-court skip pass to Bowles. Bowles, right side, top of the key to Leibarger. Here's Leibarger. Left side dribble on the wing in the left corner to Alberson. Back to Leibarger. Right side on the wing to Weyer. Back to Leibarger. Indians playing zone here as they did much of the game. In fact, all the game earlier today. Shot from the top of the key. Off the mark, no good. Tipped up and no good by the Wildcats. It was tipped up there by Light. And a foul charged on the Indians. Non-shooting foul, according to the officials, despite the fact that Light looked like he was shooting underneath, tipping it up there.
Foul is on Toole, his first.
And it comes to the Wildcats. Leibarger down the lane, lays it up and in, right side. Haddon Leibarger. Leibarger, I should say. L-Y-B-A-R-G-E-R. Haddon is his first name. Here's Toole off to Williams. Three-pointer is good from the left side. Williams has hit his first 2-3 balls, and the Indians have a 6-5 lead. 6:13 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Down the lane, they feed it underneath. Williams intercepts, and the ball, he fell on the out-of-bounds line trying to intercept that ball. It'll be Salem ball underneath their own hoop. Light looking to inbound, does. Now gets the return pass in the corner. His three ball is off the mark, no good. Rebounded up, and no good by Alberson. And a traveling violation as Williams fell to the ground getting the rebound and call for the walk. And so it'll be Wildcat basketball underneath their own hoop. And it comes in the left corner to Bowles. Bowles back out on the wing to a new player into the game for the Wildcats, Jacob Kochny, 5'8 sophomore, number 10. Checked into the lineup during that last stoppage of play for the Wildcats. Wound a Weyer in the left corner to Bowles. Back out top to Kochny. And we have a hold on the Indians, a drive down the left baseline. and it'll be Salem ball out underneath their own hoop.
That's two fouls on Tool. He's going to have to leave the game. He fouled out this afternoon as well.
And it comes in the corner to Bowles. Bowles back out deep on the wing to Keckney. Now the ball's knocked away but recovered by the Cats out front. Alberson against this Indian zone, 3-2 zone, with Winningham and Sherman on the back line of that zone. Now on the baseline, here's a charge as Sherman stood in there and took the charge as he was run over by Alberson on the right baseline. Brennan Winningham checking into the game, the first Indian substitution of the afternoon. Indians leading 6-5, 5:10 to go here in the opening quarter play in this fifth place game of the Basketball Capital Classic. Jones hounded out front, feeds it in the middle to Sherman at the high post. Now off to Winningham, that's Blaine. Feeds it now to Brennan. Brennan looking for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Now in the left corner to Williams, errant pass out of bounds, right to the Salem bench, and a turnover on the Tribe. Randy Bishop, arms folded across his chest as he watches his Indians nurse a 6-5 lead with 4:45 to go in the opening quarter of play. Light deep on the left wing. Now to Weyer. Weyer feeds it in the middle to a new player into the game, Caden B., number 23, a 5'11 sophomore. Here is Light back out front. Here's a drive down the lane by Weyer. His shot off, no good from the right side. Rebounded by Williams of the Indians. Off to Sherman. Back to Williams. He'll bring it across the timeline with 4:14 to go. Opening quarter, 6-5 Indians. Down the lane, Williams throws it to Winningham at the free throw line. Here's Brennan Winningham, now cut off on the right wing. Back out front, looking for somebody to get it to. Tries to get it to Williams, intercepted by B. Caden B., two-on-one break, lays it up. And in, Leighton Weyer, the recipient of that good pass by B. And Salem leads 7-6, full court man-to-man pressure. Winningham in trouble, feeds it underneath, right to Weyer, and he scores underneath. Never throw the ball underneath your own basket. A fundamental mistake there by Randy Bishop, and he's letting the Indians have it. Timeout on the floor, 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Salem 9, Lawrenceville 6. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Indian basketball brought your way by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and by Citizens National Bank of Albion. They're your bank for a lifetime. Indians off the timeout, trailing by 3, 9-6, 3:40 to go here in the opening quarter play. There's a travel by Williams as he was bottled up by Salem pressure. 5 turnovers now on the Indians here in the early going. And Salem with the ball and the momentum here in this first quarter of play. Keckney across the timeline now at the top of the key, right side on the wing. Two Bowles back out front and an errant pass intended for Keckney. That's 3 Salem turnovers here in this contest. Indians inbound. Brennan Winningham will bring it across the timeline. Now feeds it to Jones, leaves it for Winningham on the right wing. Winningham dribbles to the right corner, leaves it off for Williams. Thought about a long three, but doesn't take it. Now on the right wing to Blaine Winningham, between the circles now to Jones. Jones working one-on-one against the smaller Weyer, looks for a screen, can't find it. Now right side on the wing, the ball out of bounds off the hands of Williams. A turnover. Indians with some unforced errors here in this early going.
Yeah, that's 6 miscues already. Kelly getting ready to come in for the Indians.
Keckney across the timeline against the Indian zone. 3-2 zone now as they've changed it up a little bit. They fire it over the head and out of bounds. That was intended for Bowles at 6'4", and even he couldn't catch that pass. Out of bounds. So it'll be Indian basketball. So we've stagnated here a little bit near the end of this first quarter. 2:40 to go, 9-6 in favor of the Wildcats. Whittingham leaves it off for Jones. Right side jumper off glass and in.
Attaway, Jordan.
Jordan Jones with his first hoop of the afternoon, and it's 9-8 in favor of Salem. In the corner, almost a long jumper there by Bowles. Thought better of it. Feeds it back out front to Weyer. Now to Bowles in the middle. The ball's intercepted by Sherman of the Indians. Off to Jones, who looks to the sidelines for instructions from head coach Randy Bishop. Across the timeline as the ball slapped away, but Brennan Whittingham recovers on the deep left wing. Now between the circle dribble. Ball hawked out there by Keckney. Now to Sherman. Sherman in the left corner, cut off there, in trouble, trying to find somebody to get it to, and throws it off of the knee of Bowles, and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop.
Weyer and Albertson back in for the Wildcats now.
1:50 to go here in this first quarter play. Low-scoring affair, 9-8. Salem on top into Jones, deep on the left wing. Now in the left corner to Whittingham. That's Brennan. Try to feed it down low to Sherman. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Leiberger. Leiberger to the hole. Lays it up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Haddon Leiberger, the 6'1 junior, with the hoop for Salem. And it counts. They lead 11-8 with a free throw coming up here. As Toole checks in, replacing Brennan Whittingham in the Indian lineup. Free throw is no good. Rebounded up. No good by B. Gets his own rebound up. No good. Battling for the rebound again. Up. No good. Another battle. And down there, Luke Light, 6'5 sophomore, battling hard. Had a couple of point blank chances. Couldn't get him to fall. Now he'll have to earn them at the free throw line. B had a chance there, missed that, and then two straight chances for Light, who couldn't convert. Now he does on the free throw, and the Wildcat lead is 4 at 12-8. A minute 30 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Another free throw rolls through for Luke Light, 13-8. Indians facing some zone trapping pressure from the Wildcats. Kelly into the game. Here he is across the timeline. Ethan Kelly loses the ball but gets it to Toole between the circles. And the Indians go into an offensive set. Here's Jones in the deep right corner. Long jumper by Jones. Misses everything. Rebound brought down by Keckney across the timeline. In the corner to Light. Light's jumper right side. No good. B the rebound. Up no good. Light up and in. A tip for Salem. Luke Light, the 6'5 sophomore, playing patty cake on the backboard, and it's 15-8. The Wildcats lead by 7. 53 seconds to go here in the opening quarter of play. Toole down the lane, lays it up and in. Skylar Toole with a dipsy-do move to the hoop.
First basket of the night for Skylar Toole.
15-10 in favor of the Wildcats. 36 seconds to go, first quarter. Light on the wing to Leiberger. In the middle now to B. Back out front to Keckney. Now a drive down the lane. Shot is up and no good by Keckney. Rebound brought down by Alberson. His shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound, and Sherman comes away with it for the Indians. 16 seconds to go. Indians with a chance at a final shot. With 12 seconds to go, Toole looks to the sidelines and now will bring it across the timeline. 6 seconds to go between the circle dribble. Now we have a turnover on the Indians.
That's number 8.
Randy Bishop perplexed over on that sideline as to why his ball club could not run a play there. His time was winding down in the first quarter. 3.8 seconds to go. Wildcats inbound from half court. Here's a shot up and off the mark by Luke Light as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku broadcast booth, it's Salem 15, Lawrenceville 10. We're back in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Back here at Red Hill, Steve Anderson. There's the ball taken away by B as the Indians lose the ball on the first play of the second quarter. Now a foul charged against the Tribe. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson with you here. Bill, you were going to say something about the first quarter stats.
Yeah, the Indians were 6 out of 16. I'm sorry, Salem 6 of 16, 1 of 3 from 3, 2 of 3 from the foul line. The Indians hit 4 of 6 shots, 2 of 3 from 3-point range. Problem is they kept turning the ball over and didn't get to shoot very often.
B on the baseline, left side, shot up no good. Rebound fought for. Sherman down there battling for it. Held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Indians. I should say the Wildcats, so they'll have the ball underneath their own hoop. Just underway here in the second quarter, 15-10. Salem on top here, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. Wildcats jumper from the right side, bounces up and over the backboard. There was a miss there by Light, and it will be Indian basketball.
Steve, I just checked my stats. Not only do the Indians have 8 turnovers, but they've given up 9 offensive rebounds here, and that's why they're getting beat in this game by 5 points.
Long down court heave to Sherman. Snowboarding at the other end. Shoots and scores as Kelly was able to spot him. Free at the other end. Salem fell asleep on defense, 15-12. Salem on top. 7:08 to go here in the second quarter play. Wildcats Liebarger. Cross court now on the right side to Weyer. Now in the middle to B. Has the ball partially blocked by Blaine Winningham out of bounds. It'll be Salem basketball underneath their own hoop. B checks out of the lineup. Replaced in there by Bowles, who got a break for Andy Fehrenbacher, longtime Tuitopolis head coach. Been at Salem now for a number of years. His Wildcats are on top by 3. They feed it in the middle to Bowles. And a reach-in foul charged against the Indians.
That's the first on Sherman. The Indians have fouled 6 times, and Salem has fouled twice.
Wildcats inbound in the left corner to Alberson. Now in the middle, the ball's taken away by the Indians. Steal by Sherman. Across the timeline, Jones. Jones guarded in the man-to-man by Liebarger. Here is Jones on the wing, going to the baseline, puts it up from about 8 and scores. Jordan Jones, nice baseline move by Double J, and it's 15-14, Indians trail by 1. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Long bomb on the left side, off the mark by Weyer. Out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball. So a chance for the Tribe to take a lead with a hoop here.
Lead would be their first since they led it 6-5 a minute and a half into the game.
Despite a slow start, the Indians still in this game. Trailing by only 1. Jones signals a play. He brings it across the timeline. Now Kelly, wide open, heads to the hole. Has it blocked away from behind, but a foul charged against the Wildcats. And Ethan Kelly will head to the line for Indian free throws. Ethan Kelly, 6'250-pound junior, number 24 for the Indians.
Foul was on Albertson for the Wildcats, his second.
Free throw up and no good by Kelly. Indians not a good free throw shooting team at the outset of the year. say they're probably below 50%, wouldn't you, Bill, based on these games we've seen?
Maybe a little above, but not a lot, yeah.
Yeah, about 50%.
They're 0-1 tonight.
Another free throw by Kelly, one out of two. And we are tied at 15, 5:58 to go, second quarter, fifth-place game of the Basketball Capital Classic. Again, the Indians in that zone. Salem throwing around the perimeter. Out front, Weyer. Now to Liebarger in the right corner. They throw a cross-court skip pass to Weyer on the left side in the left corner to Light. Light back to Weyer. Now out front to Liebarger. They feed it down in the middle to Light. Light in the middle on the baseline. Shot up, no good. And a rebounding foul charged against the Indians.
Well, we're just having a really hard time keeping them off the boards. Thankfully, they've not been converting too many.
Yeah, they've had second and third chances, but like you say, nothing falling for the Cats. And Trent Bowles, the 6'4 junior, at the line for Wildcat free throws. First one's on its way, no good. Rebounded by Kelly. Outlet pass to Jones across the timeline on the right side dribble. Lets it go from 20 feet, no good. Rebound brought down by Weyer. Weyer across the timeline. Now in the left corner to Light. Now in the middle to B, and he's called for a travel. B was busy with his feet and called for the travel. And it'll be an Indian basketball. 5:10 to go, second quarter, 15 all. Here in this slow scoring affair. Jones in trouble near the half line. Finally gets help from Sherman. Sherman at the high post on the dribble against Bowles. Tries to go around him and lost the ball out of bounds. Not the guy you want to have handling the ball in your offense. Braden Sherman.
That's 10 turnovers on the Tribe. Salem 7.
Liebarger across the timeline on the right side to Weyer. Weyer back out front to Liebarger in the middle. Flashing is Bowles. Now Bowles takes it to the hole. No good. His shot from about 5 feet. And Blaine Winningham sweeps the board for the Indians. Jones will walk it up with 4:34 to go here in the second quarter. 15 all here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Red Hill site. Here's Kelly on the baseline. His fall away from 12 is off the mark. No good. And the ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Cats. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 15-15, Indo Williams in the deep left corner. Now to Jones on the baseline. He shoots over a double team, off glass, no good. B the rebound for the Wildcats. He'll bring it up himself, fire it down on the left baseline to Weyer. Back out front, stolen away by Jones. Heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Jordan Jones with the hoop. And the Indians have the lead, 17-15. 3:57 to go here in the second quarter. Across the timeline, right side dribble, Liebarger, right corner to B. Back out to Liebarger against that zone on the wing. Now dribbles in on the wing, right side. Down the right corner to B. Back out to Liebarger. Left side to Weyer. Here's B trying to take the right baseline. Goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Caden B, strong to the glass. And we're tied at 17. 3:25 to go, second quarter play. Jones walking it across the timeline as the pace has slowed considerably here in this second quarter. Winningham feeds it to Sherman at the high post. Now on the left wing to Jones. Got it out there by Liebarger. Jones now out front to Kelly. Kelly on the right side dribble to Williams. Williams, free throw line is hacked from behind by a Wildcat. And it'll be Indian basketball.
That's just the fourth foul on Salem. Indians have fouled 7 times, so for the last 3 minutes, Salem will be in the bonus.
Keckney back in for the Wildcats, and it comes to Kelly on the right side. Back out to Williams on the right wing. 2:55 to go, second quarter, tied at 17. Winningham down the lane, lays it up too hard, and the rebound swept out of there by Bowles. Off to Keckney across the timeline on the right side dribble. Against that 2-3 Indian zone. They pack it in there. Here is Light back top of the key to Keckney. Now Light's right side jumper up and in from about 18 feet. Luke Light. And the Wildcats lead by two, 19-17, 2:24 to go, second quarter. Jones across the timeline on the right side, dribble on the wing. Right corner to Kelly. Kelly looks down low, try to bounce it to Winningham. And too sharp of an angle for the pass. And out of bounds, Indian turnover.
Nine of them.
Sherman out for the Indians. And Jarrett Winkles into the game, number 35 for the Indians. 2:11 to go, second quarter, 19-17. Salem in the middle now to Bowles. Bowles triple team, tries to turn, and is hacked and fouled against the Wildcats. And Randy Bishop is incredulous over on that sideline that there was no traveling there, and Jordan Jones can't believe it either.
Jordan got a talking to from the referee.
Yeah, he needs to watch himself. He's usually pretty even keel, but he was
level-headed
perturbed.
Guy.
Yeah, he's pretty perturbed by that. Don't see that very often from him. Now Randy Bishop gets an explanation. As to the line will go Trent Bowles, the 6'4 junior, a chance to increase a 2-point Salem lead, 19-17. Now 20-17, Cats. Salem Wildcats, former member of the North Egypt Conference. Just have some great battles with the Wildcats at D.E. Gum Gym. Free throw up and in by Trent Bowles, a venerable old gym, much like this one here in Bridgeport. Down pressure on the inbound. Indians break it, 2-on-1 break. Here's Kelly, three-pointer from the corner. Off the mark, no good. B battling for the rebound along with Kelly. Ball out of bounds and went off of a Wildcat foot. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Minute 50 to go, second quarter, 20-17. Salem in the middle to Winningham. Double team, shoots it off glass and scores. Blaine Winningham with the basket.
His first points of the night.
.137 to go here in the second quarter of play. Wildcats working on the perimeter. Now here is Weyer. In the corner to Light, right side. Back out to Weyer. Now right corner to Light against that zone. Back out front to Keckney at the top of the key. Now in the middle to Bowles. Light in the right corner. Now to B on the left wing. Right corner, long jumper is good. A three ball by Luke Light. And it's 24-19 in favor of Salem. 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter play as Jones brings it across the timeline. Looks for a screen on the right wing. Can't find one. Has the ball stripped away and stolen away by the Wildcats' Bowles. Bowles has it knocked away, but B's right there to lay it up and in. Caden B with the basket. Little flurry here by the Wildcats near the end of the second quarter. Has him on top. B, another steal. There he goes to the hoop. Lays it up, no good. Rebounded, however, by Weyer. Off to Light, who lays it up and in. The Cats with a flurry here. Lead by 9. 28-19. 17 seconds to go, second quarter. Indians on the ropes here a little bit. Here's Winningham to Jones. Three-pointer left side. In and out, no good. Ball tapped to Bowles. 6 seconds to go. Bowles off to Keckney. Long jumper is off the mark. Would have counted had it gone by Luke Light. The Wildcats increase their level of play near the end of that second quarter, and they have a nice lead of 9 as we have the first half in the books here in this fifth-place game of the Basketball Capital Classic. On the People's State Bank scoreboard here at halftime from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, it is Salem 28, Lawrenceville 19. Bill and I are back with the halftime show in 3 minutes. Ball on Light 103.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO is brought your way by Leggett Lumber at 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport. Also by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. They have high quality and effective health care for your family and you too. We're here at halftime of this fifth place game of the Basketball Capital Classic. At Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium, I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Bill has a look at some of the first half numbers.
Well, Steve, at halftime here, Salem has pulled away to lead Lawrenceville 28-19. The game was tight throughout the first quarter. The Indians actually had a 6-5 lead on Logan Williams' second three-pointer of the game, a minute and a half into the game. Salem went on a nice run, ended up leading 15-10 at the first quarter. In the second quarter, there were two ties and two lead changes. Lawrenceville's last lead was 17-15 midway through the quarter when Jordan Jones turned that turnover into a basket for a two-point Lawrenceville lead. But the Wildcats scored the last 7 points in the first half to lead it. Here at halftime, 28-19, some stats. The Indians are shooting the ball fairly well. In fact, they are 8 of 16 from the floor tonight, 2 of 5 in three-point range, 1 of 2 from the foul line. Salem, not shooting the ball quite as well. Salem is 11 of 30 from the floor, 2 of 6 from three-point range. The Wildcats have made 4 of their 5 free throws. There are a couple of key reasons Salem is leading this game. The Indians have turned the ball over 12 times here in the first half. Salem's not been great at handling the ball. They have 9 turnovers themselves. But the biggest difference probably is on the glass, where Salem has out-rebounded Lawrenceville 15-5, and 11 of those rebounds by Salem have been offensive rebounds. Fortunately for the Indians, the Wildcats haven't been really good at putting the ball back up and in, or this lead might be bigger than the 9 points it is. 28-19, Salem leads Lawrenceville at halftime.
All right, we are back to talk more about this first half of action after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, here on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Lawrenceville Indians trailing the Salem Wildcats in this fifth-place game of the Basketball Capital Classic, 28-19. Again, congratulations to the Red Hill Salukis. They picked up a win in this tournament. They're now 2-3 overall, 1-3 for the tournament. They beat Edwards County in the game prior to this by a score of 49-34. Salukis led 21-13 at the half, picked up the victory 49-34. So two wins now out of five games for Brian Rebels Ball Club. The next time the Salukis will hit the court will be on Tuesday night here at home. They'll take on the Hudsonville Palestine Ball Club. And we'll have that game right here. Well, it'll be on the Legend, 99.3 FM and AM 910. Ryan Seed and Joe Bogart will have the call of the action. So the Salukis will stay on the home floor and be back here Tuesday against the Hudsonville Palestine Ball Club. They're participating in the Trump County Tournament this weekend. And then the Lawrence halftime report. The back of the half affected in this fifth place game. Scored halftime is Salem 28, Lawrenceville 19. Back in 2 minutes, this is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hello, I'm Dr. Cole.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Any questions before your surgery?
Yeah, can you pass me my tablet? I want to quick do some banking.
Some banking?
Yeah, with my bank I can pay bills, transfer funds, even deposit checks. Anytime, anywhere.
So, no concerns?
Of course not. It's stress-free mobile banking.
Casey State Bank is mobily awesome. For a better way to bank, visit caseystatebank.com. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank. Member FDIC.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Great. I need gas, but I'm out of cash.
You need a student checking account from People's State Bank.
I usually just cash my paycheck and hold on to the money.
My account offers a debit card, so I don't always need cash. Plus, it earns interest. I can check my balance anywhere on the free app, and there's no monthly fees.
That does sound pretty convenient.
Visit People's State Bank today to ask about the student checking account. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit psbnewton.com.
All right, we experienced a few technical difficulties here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. We apologize for those. Steve Anderson, along with Bill Richardson, we're back here. We're underway the third quarter of action. It's 30-19 in favor of Salem as they hit a free throw.
Yeah, Steve, while we were away, Kate Albertson went to the line twice for two shots. The first time he made both of them. Second time he made one of two, so the Wildcats have outscored the Indians 3-0 here in the second half and lead at 30-19.
All right, the Wildcats steal the ball away, and they work it quickly up floor. There's a shot underneath, no good, taken by Cade Albertson. And a foul charged on the Indians, and Albertson will go to the line for free throws. 6:12 to go here in the third quarter. It's 31-19. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here. This is the fifth place game of the Basketball Capital Classic Tournament. Pass is, the shot is tapped away and rebounded by the Indians. And a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a full time, no, a 30-second break. We'll take a 30-second break on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It's Lawrenceville trailing Salem 31-19. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Indians with the ball off of the timeout, trailing 31-19. Kelly has the ball tipped away, recovers in backcourt, now into front court. And a foul charge, blocking foul against the Wildcats, against Cade Albertson.
It's Albertson's third foul. He's going to go out in place of B.
And it comes to Skyler Toole. Toole now, right side to Williams. Williams back out on the wing to Kelly. Kelly guarded by B out front between the circles. Leaves it off now for Toole. Toole down the right side of the lane to the basket. Cut off there. Back into the middle now to Kelly. His jumper up and in off glass.
Three in the game for Ethan.
Ethan Kelly with the hoop, and it's 31-21 in favor of the Wildcats. Here's Light on the left wing in the left corner to Liebarger. Now back out to Light. Light down the lane. His jumper from 10, no good. Rebounded up and in by Liebarger. Patton Liebarger with the basket, 33-21. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Tool down the lane, feeds it to Sherman, and a traveling violation against the Indians. Turnover on the Tribe, and the Wildcats with a big lead here of 12 points, 33-21, 4:58 to go here in the third quarter. Here's B, feeding it underneath, the shot up off glass is no good, but then rebounded up and in by Bowles. Trent Bowles with the basket for Salem. 35-21, 4:39 to go here in the third quarter of play. Salem slowly beginning to inch away from the Indians. Almost a steal there by the Wildcats. They do come up with it. Here's B. B down the lane, lays it up, no good. And rebound brought down by Toole. Outlet pass to Williams. Williams, right side, calls for palming the basketball. Turnover on the Indians.
That's 16 in the game.
Brendan Winningham into the game for the Indians, replacing Logan Williams for Randy Bishop as he tries to find some sort of combination that can get something done here. Indians trailing 35-21. Here's Weyer, cross-court skip pass in the right corner to Bowles. Now the ball intercepted by Kelly. Ethan Kelly with the steal for the Indians. Gives it to Brendan Winningham across the timeline. He comes, guarded out front by Liebarger. Now right side, goes to the baseline, cut off there, right side. Back out front to Toole on the deep right wing with Weyer on him. Here's Winningham, Brennan out front between the circle dribble. Guarded into the man-to-man by Liebarger in the left corner to Kelly. Kelly back out front to Winningham. Now to Kelly in the right corner. Now to Winningham between the circles. On the dribble. Feeds it in the right corner to Kelly. Kelly cut off by a double team. Feeds it now off to Toole on the baseline. Lays it up and in. Skylar Toole with a baseline basket. As he's down amongst the tall timber.
4 points tonight for Tyler Toole.
And it's 35-23. 3:14 to go here in the third quarter of play. Indians trailing 35-23. B at the high post, feeding on the baseline to Light. Now back out to Liebarger. Now to Bowles. Bowles cross-courting in the corner. Here's a jumper by Light off the mark, no good. Battle for rebound. Indians come away with a loose ball. Skylar Toole across the timeline. His left side jumper, a three-pointer is good. Skylar Toole with the hoop. And the Indians are down by nine. 35-26, 2:35 to go here in the third quarter of play. Indians putting the pressure on near midcourt. Weyer beating it out front to Liebarger. Now in the middle to B. Has the ball knocked away. Now recovered by B. Left side jumper is off the mark. Taken there by Light. Shot up and no good by Liebarger, and another shot up and no good by the Wildcats, and a foul charged on the Indians. Again, that tall timber underneath for Salem, led by Bowles and Light, proved to be too much for the Indians at that particular juncture. Free throw up and in by Light. Blaine Winningham checking into the game, replacing Sherman for the Indians. 2:11 to go here in the third quarter. 36-26, Salem by 10. Free throw up and in. Skylar Toole will bring it across the timeline. Between the circle dribble, right side to Brendan Winningham in the right corner. Kelly, a three-pointer. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Light of Salem. Light across the timeline. Between the circle dribble, let's a guard have it now. That's Leighton Weyer. They work it in the left corner to a new player into the game, Quentin Purcell. First time we've seen him in this contest, number 15. There he is. A pass in the middle, shot up and in by Light. Light flashing to the basket, and they got it to him in good shape, right close to the hole. 39-26, back to a 13-point lead. Toole in the lane, up and in. From 12 feet, Skylar Toole. the basket. A minute 22 to go, third quarter. 39-28, 11-point Salem lead. Here is Purcell with the ball, kicked away by an Indian. So it'll be Salem basketball underneath their own hoop with 1:11 to go here in the third quarter. 39-28, Wildcats on top. And it comes to Purcell back out front between the circles to Jacob Kepney. Now to Weyer. Weyer off to Trent Bowles. Now underneath, wide open, a reverse layup by Purcell up and in. Quentin Purcell, his first basket of the evening, 6 foot junior. And it's 41-28, a 13-point Salem lead with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter play. Kelly in trouble, leaves it off for Toole, who comes to help out on the right wing. Toole, top of the key now to Winningham. Brennan looks over the situation now in the corner. Long three-pointer by Kelly off the mark, no good. Jones, rebound shot too hard. And the loose ball to Luke Light. 24 seconds to go, Salem in control with the ball. And they'll spread the floor now and hold for a final shot with the 41-28 lead. 14 seconds to go, they throw out front with Keckney and Weyer. Now they feed it to the corner to Bowles. Back out front to Keckney. Weyer in the corner to Bowles. Three-pointer on the way is good. Bowles a three right before the buzzer. All Salem here at this juncture as we head into the final quarter. Score is Salem 44, Lawrenceville 28 on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku Press Box. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Back here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium, 8 minutes to go in this fifth-place game in the Basketball Capital Classic. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. All Salem at this juncture, 44-28. They lead the Lawrenceville Indians. Bill, the Cats just taking it right to the Indians.
Well, again, the Indians are turning the ball over quite a bit. They turned it over five more times that period, and they just can't keep them off the glass. Salem just dominated the glass. They probably tripled the Indians in rebounds and outscored them that quarter 16-9 to take total control of this game.
Wildcats with the ball to begin the fourth quarter play. In control here, 44-28, 16-point lead. Here's Light down the lane, lays it up, no good. Lane Winningham cleans the boards for the Indians. Now off to Skylar Toole on the right wing dribble. Skylar left side to Brennan Winningham, who's into the game for this fourth quarter. He leaves it off for Blaine at the top of the key. Down the lane he comes, puts it up from 15, off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Keckney of Salem. Now to Liebarger. Liebarger in the left corner, takes the left baseline, feeds it underneath. Now shot up by Bowles, up and in. Wildcats just getting all kinds of good shots in close here against the Indian defense.
12 points now for Bowles.
46-28, 7 minutes to go in the game. Kelly in the deep right corner on the dribble. Leaves it off for Toole of the right wing. A long jumper by Skyler off the mark. And rebounded by Purcell of Salem. Here come the Wildcats. Running up floor. Liebarger back out front. Now Liebarger takes it to the left corner. They feed it back out to Bowles. Three-pointer on the way is good again. Bowles is feeling it. The big guy at 6'4". Hitting a couple of threes. And it's 49-28, a 21-point lead for the Wildcats of Salem. 6:25 to go in the game. Skylar Toole now in the right corner to Kelly. Now to Winningham. Brennan in the corner to Kelly, left side. Now back out front. Long jumper by Brennan. Winningham is off the mark. And the loose ball run down by the Wildcats. And here they come. Liebarger down the baseline for Sale. Feeds it underneath. And we have a foul charge, blocking foul against the Indians on Blaine Winningham down low. 5:59 to go in the game. Salem in control here, 49-28.
Fourth foul on Blaine Winningham. Purcell going to be shooting him up here.
Two games after this, Mount Carmel and Alney for third place. And then Marshall and Fairfield for the championship. Will not have those games for you here on Light 103 or The Legend. Here is Winkles into the game, replacing Ethan Kelly for the Indians. Shot missed, free throw missed, rebounded by Blaine Winningham. Off to Skyler Toole on the right wing, goes to the hole, right baseline, shot up, and no good, and a charge called. Toole with a charge. It's his fourth foul. And the Indians turn it over with 5:50 to go in the game, 50-28. The Cats on top here, looking to claim fifth place in this tournament. Liebarger feeding it off to Purcell. Now it's stripped away by Winkles. Nice steal by Jarrett. Off to Brennan Winningham. He'll bring it across the timeline between the circle dribble against the man-to-man. Now to Sherman, deep on the left wing. Back out front to Winningham. Now Sherman in the corner, a long three is off the mark, no good. Battle for the ball. Toole saves it in, but right to the Wildcats. Right to Keckney. Keckney now brings it back out front. Then they'll eat some clock here. Whoop, no they won't. They'll throw it around outside. In the corner to Purcell, underneath the light. His turnaround jumper is no good. Rebounded by Brennan Winningham. Outlet pass to Toole on the right side on the wing. Toole to the middle. Free throw line jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebound control by Keckney of Salem. 4:45 to go, 50-28. Wildcats in control, slowing it down a bit here. Liebarger in the corner to Bowles. Bowles feeds it cross court now to Purcell, back out front. They go to Liebarger, now to Bowles in the left corner. Liebarger feeding underneath to Light, now to Bowles, loads up another three. This time from the left side, it's off no good, but the long rebound is run down by Keckney. Wildcats a little more pep to their step here in this fourth quarter. Purcell throws it to Bowles, now to Liebarger. They feed it underneath, and the ball is tipped away. Stolen by Light to Purcell, lays it up and in. Purcell, another basket off a good play by Luke Light. And with 4 minutes to go, the Wildcats pulling away, 52-28. 24-point lead. Sherman, top of the key to Toole. Now to Winkles on the right corner to Winningham. Cross court to Sherman. Three-pointer on the way by Braden. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Light. Up court to Bowles. Bowles to the basket. Lays it up and in. A foul and a chance at a three-point play. And the Wildcats in control here. Leading 54-28, 3:37 to go in the game. Williams will get set to check back in for the Indians, replacing Sherman. And the Wildcats starting to get some new people in the game.
They're on a 13-0 run right now.
Donovan Williams, number 11 into the game, a 5'10 junior. Free throw up and in by Bowles. He's quite a game. Trent Bowles. 55-28, 3:35 to go here in the game. Logan Williams on the deep right wing, on the dribble. Now to Winningham, Brennan. Now to corner to Williams, three-pointer on the way, short. Rebound tapped around, put up by Toole, and a foul charged against the Wildcats. 3:24 to go, 55-28. Favor of the Salem Wildcats. Skyler Toole at the line for Indian free throws. First one is up and no good off the front iron. He'll have another. Free throw on its way. Good again. Sorry, one out of two at least. 55-29. Indians with some zone trapping pressure. Bowles stays back to help out with it. They get it across the timeline to Light. Between the circle dribble. Now out front to Weyer. Cross court now to Williams. In the middle, the ball tipped away and out of bounds by Williams of the Indians. It'll be Salem basketball. More substitutions for the Wildcats. Bowles checks out of the game. He's had quite a game. Gets the glad hand from Andy Fehrenbacher.
18 points.
Also into the game, number 22, Braden Smith, 5'10 sophomore for Salem, with 2:57 to go in the contest. And the Wildcats in front, in control. Here's Purcell in the left corner, back out on the left wing to Williams. Double teamed, tries to feed it through, does. It's knocked away by Williams. Held ball, and the possession arrow is in favor of the Indians. 2:40 to go in the game, 55-29. No suspense in this one, and timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a full one-minute break. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku press box, it's Salem 55, Lawrenceville 29. Back in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Back here at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium, 2:40 to go in this fifth-place game. Lawrenceville Indians trailing the Salem Wildcats, 55-29. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, glad you're with us for Saturday evening basketball. Indians on the short end of a 55-29 score. Indians off the timeout with the ball. Winkles to Williams. Williams free throw line, now to Toole, top of the key, to Toole down the lane, shot up off glass and in. Another acrobatic hoop by Skylar Toole. 55-31, Salem. Wildcats across the timeline. Braden Smith has the ball knocked away, stolen away by Williams. Gets it to Winkles, now to Winningham. Brennan Winningham across the timeline. Both Winninghams in the game now for the Indians at this juncture with 2 minutes to go. Ball away, 12-footer by Toole off the mark. Right side, no good. Rebound control by the Wildcats, number 30. Caleb Anthony also into the game for the Wildcats. Second line troops in there. Again, the Indians chasing all over the floor, trying for steals. Here's a jumper up and no good. Taken by the Cats. New player in the game, but we don't have a number four. Imagine that, Bill, huh?
Yeah.
55-31, a minute 32 to go in the game. In the middle, they feed it now, shot up and off glass and no good. Rebounded up and in by Caleb Anthony. We do have his number in the book, Anthony number 30. 57-31 with a minute 15 to go in the game. Disappointing day for the Indians. They're going to absorb two lopsided losses, as it turned out. Now the ball taken away from Brennan Winningham, taken away by Anthony. Williams across the timeline between the circle dribble. 59 seconds to go in the game. Purcell throws it away to Toole. Toole, one on two, has the ball stripped away and goes out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. And a technical foul charged.
Might be Winkles.
Oh, no. And see who he was teeing up. I was watching the flight of the ball out of bounds. Hunter Scott getting set to check in. And he replaces Skylar Toole for the Indians. So a technical foul against one of the Indian players. Said the magic word, I guess. So at the line will be Quentin Purcell.
Toole just fouled out of the game again.
Free throw up and no good. 57-31. Free throw up and in by Purcell. He'll check out of the game now. Replaced in there by Eli Davis for Salem. So Andy Fehrenbacher getting everybody into this fifth-place game. 46 seconds to go in it, 58-31. Salem in control. The Wildcats throw it around on the perimeter of this zone. Baseline drive there by Eli Davis. Ball out of bounds. Actually, that was Braden Smith out of bounds. It'll be Salem basketball underneath their own hoop with 27 seconds to go. 58-31. Jumper from the corner is good. A three ball from the corner by Caleb Anthony. Anthony, 61-31, a 30-point lead. Down the lane, shot up and no good by Underhill. Zeth Underhill is into the game. 61-31, 6 seconds to go. Wildcats out front. Fouled out front by Scott.
Shouldn't have stopped the clock.
2.1 seconds to go.
It's a 30-point game.
And at the line will be the mystery man for Salem. I knew it was too good to be true. We'd have a mystery man somewhere along the line. Free throw up and in. 62-31, 2.1 seconds to go in the game. Another free throw coming up here. Post-game show coming up. Randy Bishop will not be joining us for the post-game. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Winkles. And the final score, Salem Wildcats defeat the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 62-31. So the Indians end up the Basketball Capital Classic with a record of 1-3. Salem improves to 2-2 with this resounding victory, 62-31. 62-31 the final. Post-game show coming up in a couple of minutes on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Moshuku Press Box here at Red Hill High School. It was the Salem Wildcats, 62, Lawrenceville Indians, 31. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
You have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, Equal Housing Lender, and Member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Moshuku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Moshuku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Moshuku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Moshuku.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to some Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got
Time now for the postgame show, the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians lose here by a score of 62-31. Bill has some of the final numbers.
Well, Salem led at 15-10 after the first quarter, 28-19 at halftime, 44-28 after three quarters, and then outscored the Indians 18-3 in that bat. Fourth quarter to win, going away 62-31, got the 30-point mercy clock going. Final Salem 62, Lawrenceville 31. For Salem, leading the way was Trent Bowles with 18 points. Luke Clyde had 15. 6 points for Purcell off the bench. 6 points for Leibarger. 4 points for Ware. 3 for Albertson. 5 for Anthony. And 1 for the mystery man, who I'm going to find out his name and put in our box score in the paper. 12 points for Skylar Toole for the Indians. Again, he fouled out late in the game, 49.4 seconds to go. He fouled out. 6 points each for Logan Williams and Jordan Jones. 3 points off the bench for Kelly. 2 points each for Blaine Winningham and Braden Sherman. That's your 31 for Lawrenceville.
All right, who's our player of the game? Our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington, Indiana, player of the game.
We're going to give it this time to Logan Williams. He hit a couple of three-pointers early in the first quarter to keep the Indians in the thick of things. In fact, they actually even had a lead at that point in time. Logan Williams, 2 3-point baskets in the first quarter, finished with 6 points. He's the player of the game.
All right. Okay. Again, Coach Bishop will not be joining us for the postgame show. We'll have recorded comments for him on our sports next week on Monday on Light 103 WAKO. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios. That's been Armin Hawkins. Thanks for his good work. Thanks to you for listening. Again, the final score here, the Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Salem Wildcats. Fifth-place game of the Basketball Capital Classic, 62-31. Next Indian broadcast comes up on Friday. Indians will host the Red Hill Salukis at Lawrenceville High School. We'll have that game for you right here on Light 103. Again, the final. Salem 62, Lawrenceville 31. Steve Anderson saying so long from Red Hill Junior Senior High School.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.